USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is now the head of President Biden's coronavirus response team. He says he hopes the majority of Americans are vaccinated by this fall.
The concern I have, and something we're working on, is getting people who have vaccine hesitancy who don't want to get vaccinated, because many people are skeptical about that. So we really need to do a lot of good outreach for that.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is proposing that the Senate should begin the impeachment trial of former President Trump in mid-February. In a statement, he said he sent his proposal to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and he asked if the impeachment article could be sent to the Senate on January 28th, and that the former president be given 2 weeks to prepare. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said the Trump legal team does support that timeline. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Senate could be confirming the new Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Friday. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate Finance Committee scheduled a meeting for Friday to consider the nomination of Janet Yellen for Treasury Secretary, according to a congressional source. If this does come to pass, the possibility that she could be confirmed by the full Senate late Friday is a strong possibility. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden has ordered a 60-day moratorium on drilling on federal lands. His administration is reviewing dozens of actions taken by former President Trump in hopes of reversing orders that the president says harm the environment or endanger public health. He says he wants to reduce emissions from cars, trucks, and SUVs. Also, oil and gas companies are being evaluated in different ways, from how the companies are extracting resources from the ground to the safety of the pipelines that are being used. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The investigation is continuing into the crash of a helicopter that claimed the lives of 3 members of the National Guard. USA's John Clemens reports.
The 3 were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with 3 great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and your prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission.
3 new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries 2 microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.